News about our national sport, cricket.
Our national sport's footy.
It's basketball.
Gymnastics.
Aussie rules.
Golf.
MMA. Bingo.
Cane toad racing.
Tab, we're on.
You win some, you lose more.
It's time on Racing Pulse for fast form, best bets and quaddy plays for today's Victorian racing.
Well, it is a race-free Monday in Victoria, so we are heading to New South Wales and we are going to be helped out by Rod Fuller, who is calling all the action at Armidale today. Good morning to you, Rod. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Michael. Fresh back from a trip from Broken Hill, where they had the very successful weekend racing carnival, to Armidale, where there's overcast conditions, no sign of any rain, 6 mils overnight, track looks great. It's a soft five, and hopefully we can find a couple of winners.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds like there's a bit of confidence. Where do we find these winners?
First up, race five, number two, Magic Shot. Magic Shot hasn't been sighted in race day conditions since it went at Quirindi back in November. Went around and won a barrier trial at Muswellbrook in preparation for the event. Untried in rain-affected ground, but I think this track will hold up pretty well. Braithnock doesn't claim, but is riding particularly well for Stephen Jones at Scone. So race five, number two, Magic Shot. They bet $3.70 before the scratchings. At the moment is $2.70, and that, to me, is a good bet. Race five, number two. In the sixth event, horse six, Zoffany's Gaze. Now, Mark Mason's stable firing. I saw this horse win at Tamworth two starts ago. Beaten but not disgraced in a benchmark 58 at Scone in the event there won by Silvery Warrior. And does like the sting out of the ground. So $4.20 early, currently $3.90. So my two best bets, race five, number two, race six, number six, quaddy numbers, first leg 1.57 into 2 and 4 into 1 and 6 into 1.411. So quaddy numbers at Armidale, 1.57 into 2 and 4 into 1 and 6 into 1.411. Michael, hopefully we can get some cash this afternoon from Armidale.
Good work. Good on you, Rod. Good calling today.
Thanks, Michael.